Jah Jesus, we love you. We thank you, Jah Jesus, eternal energy. We love you and we adore you. All praises to you, Jah Jesus Christ.
Jah Jesus, the Son of God, we love you. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your heartfelt vibrations throughout the whole galaxy. We love you and we praise you because you are worthy to be praised.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for vibrating inside of our beings. We thank you for flowing. We thank you for guiding us, and we adore you forever and ever.
We thank you, Jah Jesus, eternal spirit. Thank you for your healing ray that heals throughout our brain all the way to our feet. We thank you for the vibration of love, which you are. We thank you for your forgiveness. It's you who forgive sins. Thank you, Jah Jesus, eternal spirit.
Happy Easter, Jah Jesus Christ. Resurrection Day. Ding dong, ding dong.
We thank you, Eternal Spirit, for Easter. We thank you for the omnipresent energy, which Easter is. It's all about the energy of Jah Jesus, which we would tell on this show. We thank you for your resurrection, because without that, no sins will be forgiven. We can't live as God. We couldn't do anything without you coming to this earth, fulfilling your mission. And we thank you, Jah Jesus, the Son of God, for coming to earth and for laying your life for each and every soul on this planet. Whatever religion is, we thank you that you included everyone, because you are all inclusive God, and we love you, and I know you love us. It's up to us to turn to you, because your love is there. It's something right in our consciousness, within our hearts. It's saying, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus Day, Jah Jesus Day, Jah Jesus Day. Jesus!
We blended it with Christmas season and Easter season and Pentecost season. We're just wrapped in the love of Jah Jesus Christ, baby. You know, Easter, in the original language, in the ancient Aramaic, it means energy, infinity, omnipresent light, or the same thing but spirit. Energy, infinity, omnipresence, spirit, or Holy Spirit. You see, back in the day, the people were praising the eternal energy, Holy Spirit. They knew that Jesus Christ was going to allow his life to be sacrificed, and that the eternal Holy Spirit was going to raise Jesus up from the grave or from the dead. And so the people were giving magnanimous praises to the light of Christ. They were glorifying, recognizing that the holy energy lives in the flowers and the trees and the birds and the bees and the grass and the frost and the rain and the snow and the sun and the mountains and the volcanoes and the fog and the mist and most of all in the human beings. They knew, and this great saint, Saint Frida, she was a lover of Jesus Christ, or Jah Jesus Christ, and so she began to magnify and got the revelation that, hey, this Holy Spirit is in everything. And she learned and knew that Easter meant what I just told you. It's not a pagan holiday, but there were some pagan people that counteract against the Holy Spirit, and they worshiped the goddess of spring known as Freya or Frigid or something to that effect. Freya and Friga, imitation, see, not originator. And so they were nature spirits. They were praising that the natural source of the planet and the trees, and they would give glory to this particular goddess, the fertility goddess, because everything comes up in the springtime in the northern hemisphere. So they did a rebellion against Saint Frida, who worshiped the Lord Jesus Christ. And so she knew of the great revelation, and they wanted to make her like an imperial goddess. And she said, no, 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 I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I would just, you know, spread the message of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of Holy Spirit. So therefore, the magnanimous power of Easter is New Testament. In the King James Bible, it spoke about Peter. St. Peter was in jail on Easter. And then they took it out in the New King James Version and some of the modern versions, and they put the word Passover in there. That's not original. They added that because they could not understand Easter was a holy day. It was a glorious day of celebration, of rejuvenation, beautification, exaltation, and glorification. You see, they knew about what Annalise Skyrin wrote about, beloved Holy Spirit, divine Holy Helper. Thank you for quickening and renewing me in mind and body. Thank you for quickening my cells and my blood. Thank you for granting my energy to my white blood cells and to the red blood cells. We thank you for energizing our flow of energy, the life force. And we thank you for renewing every organ in our body and outside of our bodies. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for renewing our minds. That's a powerful prayer. Thank you for renewing and energizing our brain cells. You see, the resurrection of Jesus is for us. It's about us and Jesus Christ. A resurrection is when you're made alive in your physical body. Jesus Christ had to sacrifice for the purpose that the people might be forgiven for their sins. And that's cool, and that's hot. It's good, and it's glorious. So now that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the powerful, handsome dude, the magnanimous elder brother of mine, the glorious Savior of the universe, has given his life that we might live and that we might be healthy and that we may become royal and divine through Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. So people wondered, and people have been talking about this great Easter season. They've been talking about how the pagan side of the goddess of Freya, where Friday comes from, the goddess of love, Venus, it goes all the way back in that history. But the positive side is all about the Holy Spirit, my love, my sweethearts. You see, the whole I Spirit of Christ is what Easter is all about and Christmas. Merry Christmas and Happy Easter. We meet today together and one in unification. It is important to recognize that Saint Frida that understood the power and the glory of Jesus Christ. She understood, as you are understanding and as you are getting it in your brain cells, that Easter Day is a day of celebration, of rejoicing. We know that Jesus Christ died on Wednesday. We know he rose Saturday night. And I don't argue with those who celebrate it on Monday, Thursday. Neither do I argue with those who do it on Good Friday. Because, you see, the Passover, that's old news. The Passover happened 3,500 years ago with Moses. And that was to celebrate Moses and his people in Israel that were coming out of Egypt. We were commanded to celebrate the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said, show this and show my death till I come. Holy Communion, it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ, baby.
Jesus, baby. Jesus, you heard baby. From my brother. It's all about the Jesus, baby. It's all about the energy. It comes. It starts from the energy when he comes in December. Retrospect, it comes in September, and then December, they have that 5 days of light of Christ when they lit up the planet for 5 days with this light of Christ. Now we hear a resurrection here on Easter Sunday where we still talk about the energy because it was the energy that quickened the mortal body of Jesus.
That's right.
It quickened him, and it quickened him, and he was energized and glowing with light. You know, he went down to hell. He went down there to preach to all those people who came from Abraham. He was down there preaching and teaching. And then, too, that same time, people start coming walking on the planet in their celestial bodies. People notice people are walking. They say, what's happened? Jesus taught the people. He taught them down there. He taught them about the Christ life. He taught them, hey, I'm here now. And many of them accepted, and they went to their realms of where they belong. And after that, then we have the temple blew up. You know, the temple blew up. That means, hey, just no more temple worship. You know, you go into the light of Christ, the word that's within you. People talk about the Word, the Bible. The Bible is a good instruction book. The powerful Word is within you. Remember, Jesus, He was the Word. You are the Word. The Spirit of truth is in you. That is the Word of God. It tells you everything what to do. It tells you how to move and groove, baby. That Word of God tells you every millisecond of your life what to do if you're in tune with it. That Word is very important. It's more important than the Word in the Bible. You know why? Because you're activating what's said the Bible tells you to do. The Bible is an instruction book. It tells you what to eat, what not to eat. It tells you a lot. It has menus in there. It has when you should do all kinds of things in the Bible, how you should pray. It tells you everything. It tells you about Lord Jesus Christ. It tells you everything. It gives you instructions. A lot of people I know, they're so Bible-bound and they're Word-bound. Get into Christ-boundness,
yes.
Christ energy. Christ energy will free you because the Christ energy will teach you. The Christ energy, which is the Ghost Holy, the Holy Ghost, same
That's
thing.
Right.
It will tell you all things. It will teach you what's in the Bible. You know, the Bible is not a perfect book. Man is imperfect. So when he put it together, it was some imperfection. It's a good book, but then through the Holy Spirit will tell you what's right and what's wrong. It's through that divine intelligence that you read that great book, the Holy Bible, or whatever book, the Book of Mormon, or whatever book. These are all great books, the Bhagavad Gita. They are good books, whatever, the Buddha, what he wrote. Every book is grand, but it's through the divine Holy Spirit and the Quran, too, we can't forget, the divine Holy Spirit. It will tell you what's true and what's true. You got to depend on that. You should not depend on a man. You always depend on the divine intelligence that goes holy, because it will teach you all things. It will let you know what's right and what's wrong in every situation. And that's what we're trying to free you. We are freeing you to get, when you're free indeed. You can go and worship anywhere on the planet, in the mountains, in the beach, on the football game, in the Mariners game. It doesn't matter. That Ghost Holy is everywhere present. It's not stuck in some church. It's not like you go to church, you speak in tongues, then you lock it, a key, and then you go out in the world and do what you want. Then you come back and unlock it. Oh, now I got the Ghost Holy again. The Ghost Holy is a way of life. It's a
Amen.
Way of living. It's a way that you live each millisecond of your life. People need to wake up and thinking, oh, I need to go to church. You're always in church. Remember, it never leaves you. It's always there. It's in your inner consciousness. That is the Ghost Holy. It's everywhere with you. And when you go to work, when you go to sleep, it's there. What keeps you alive? It's the Ghost Holy that's pumping your heart. It's the Ghost Holy that gets the blood flowing through your veins. It's the Ghost Holy that gets all your organs working perfectly. The Ghost Holy is the magnificent force of life that energizes you and keeps you alive. It keeps you young. It keeps you grooving, baby. Wherever you play football, you play baseball, it helps you in that. That it helps you to catch the ball, whatever it is. It helps you to bounce the ball like the Magic Johnson. It helps you in everything, in your acting career. It will help you in that. Wherever you're a tradesman, it'll help you as a carpenter. It'll help you as a plumber or electrician or a nurse or a surgeon. This Ghost Holy will help you. It helps you when you paint, when you're a painter or you're artistic. It doesn't matter. You can't leave it out. It's in every part of your life. And that's what people need to know. People that in the church bound, they just go to church and they think that's it. No, that's just a part of it. There's nothing wrong with going to church. But dig this, my brothers and sisters. You always in church, because remember, you have the most powerful thing in the universe. You have that divine sire within you. It lives within you. It grooves within you. It keeps your body healthy as you be still and know that I am God, it energizes you. It tingles you with energy. It relaxes you. It relaxes your mind. You have a peace beyond imagination with the Ghost Holy. You don't have to worry about anything because the Ghost Holy gives you that peace. Without that, you don't have no peace. Your mind is in turmoil. You know why, my brothers and sisters, you're in turmoil? You don't have the Ghost Holy. You haven't gotten the Ghost Holy. You haven't asked God Jesus to give you the Ghost Holy. You haven't praised him for you can get the Ghost Holy. How you get the Ghost Holy? You praise the eternal Son of God. I'm talking about the Son of Man, that man body that came to earth in God form, God Jesus, baby. You praise him as you worship him and you ask him for it. Remember, anything you ask, he hears. And then pretty soon, you'll feel that power come over you. See, it's a power. Everybody keeps saying, it's a power. It's not just thing that walks on the side of you, whatever people are saying. It's an energy. It's a power. Because if it's not a power, how can it bring the bondage of sin wherever you in? Forgiveness, healing of your body. It has to be a power. It's not the word in the Bible. It's the word within you, the Ghost Holy, that breaks that. It's a power that breaks all those yokes. He said, my yoke is easy. Yeah, it is. It's easy to get as you ask God Jesus. And as he bestows, he's the only one that can bestow that energy. As after he gives you that energy that goes holy, then you're on your way. It's like a 440, baby. You turn that engine, boom, and you're ready to go. Like my brother's got the sound. He likes Mopars. And basically, man, you're rolling and you're grooving, man. You got it going, and then you're rolling. You got the Ghost Holy. It's telling you what to do. Then Jesus did this thing, amen. So he's jumping up. The Father's drinking a brew. Hey, they on their way. That's what I want to see, baby. I want to see them on their way independent. I want to see my brothers and sisters get that Ghost Holy and do like my son does. That's what Allah Jehovah said. Yeah, that's when then they start getting happy. They start turning flips, whatever it is, because, hey, those children are getting it in their skull what to do. So you get this Ghost Holy and you start running with it. You start praising it. You start thanking it. You start being still with it. You start glowing in it. Pretty soon, you're transfigured. Pretty soon, you are God walking on the earth.
That's right, baby. You heard my sweetheart, loving brother, the royal prince of love and life. It is a reality that you must have this eternal Ghost Holy, the great eternal fire of Jesus Christ. You see, you can't survive without this power. You cannot live, you cannot move, neither can you have your being without the Holy Spirit. You have to have this. You're not even saved in originality unless you have the Holy Spirit. In the third chapter of St. John, Jesus said, except a man be born of water and of the Holy Spirit, you cannot even see the kingdom of God, let alone enter into the kingdom of God. So a lot of ministers and church doctors are telling people they don't have to have the Holy Spirit. It's an extracurricular additive activity. No, that's April Fool's. That's an April Fool's joke. You got to have the Holy Spirit, and that's no April fooling. You must inherit that power. Acts, the second chapter, tells you about it. On the day of Pentecost, when it was fully come, they were in one accord in one place, and the tongues of fire came upon each of them, and they began to speak with other tongues of fire and joy as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. And they were magnifying the Lord Jesus Christ in their language, and the people were mystified. Some thought they were drunk. Some thought they were wow. Others say, hey, this is the power of the living Christ. Tell us more. You see, it's time for an explosion. It's time for a divine change in your life, oh, sweetheart saints. It is time to get out of your stalemate. It is time to stop going in vicissitudes and negativity and transgressions. Learn to communicate with yourself. Learn to communicate with the Holy Ghost. Learn to communicate with the priest that is in love with Jesus, that is. You got to have someone or a boinky or somebody that's in love, and you confess your faults to one another, pray for one another. As Jesus said to God the glory, he said, hey, look upon these things, upon my holy name, and speak of these wonderful things that I have done for you. You see, we have to get real, and we got to be honest and truth and among ourselves and be honest with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are not honest with the Lord Jesus Christ, you got a whoopsie doopsie head, lollipop licking like a flippin' folly jinky joshes. So you got to wake up, sweetheart. You got to wake up, O Corinthian church, because some of you are acting like the Corinthian church, and you know what they did? They did some wild, nasty things. And the same thing going on today. Matter of fact, you're worse today, sweetheart, because you're doing everything out of sync, and you know that that's not right. But like my lovely brother said, you can't do it alone. You got to get involved with the light of Jesus Christ. You got to get that power. You have to get it, and it's available. It is. And you heard my loving brother give the instruction. You come to Jesus Christ, repent of your negativity, and turn to him. After all, the whole purpose of Son of God University is to teach you how to come to the living Christ, how to develop your inherited powers of eternal infinity that is right within you. You just have not known it. All that living infinite source of the universe, the essence of all life. Haven't you seen the Kung Fu movie? Haven't you seen Star Wars? Haven't you seen Star Trek and various movies that talks about this infinite energy? Now, they're doing more inspiration, exploration, just as well as the churches, because many churches have fell asleep. They become what they call dead duds. But you can resurrect. You can come out of it, sweethearts. It is hope for you, because if you really want to make a change, you can make a change. Because Jesus spoke in the second chapter and the first chapter of the book of Revelation. He wrote to those seven churches of Asia, told the prophet to write to them and say, hey, these things must be corrected. Jealousy must be gone. Envy must be gone. Bigotry, hatred, variance, emulation, lasciviousness, all the things of the destruction of the temple. You have to evict those negativities. How do you evict them? By calling upon the name of the Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ. You got to call upon that all-powerful name. That name is supreme, extreme, and must be glorified. Because when you call on that magnificent name, Jesus, my brother's going to demonstrate in the prayer right now. Jesus,
we thank you for all your powerful name, which is the most powerful name in the universe. Thank you for your name. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for that power that's within us and all around us and all through us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We are happy for you, Jesus. Thank you for that power that's around us. Thank you for helping us be aware of that power. As we say the name, a lot of people say the name, but they don't recognize the power. They don't have the power. So thank you, Jesus, that you would give them wisdom to get the power, so then when they say the power is activated within them. Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Jesus, baby. We thank you for blessing Kenya, Africa, where the 148 students and possible some instructors were assassinated a few days ago, and we ask you to bless their souls as they cross over into paradise and to instruct them in the very light of Christ. We thank you for their loved ones. Bless them, and may healing come to that nation and to all those whose saints were slain for the standing up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We love you, Jesus Christ. You see, it is necessary to have the light of Jesus Christ. And that's the armor of light around us, and the light of Christ within us, the saturated energy all through us. You can't be happy without the light of Jesus Christ. You heard my brother say earlier, the Father takes a brew, the Son turns flips, and we get happy. And I thumb my nose to Jesus Christ, because, see, we love the Lord Jesus Christ. My brother's not taking my thumb off me nose, or he's taking my nose off me thumbs. And we just thank Jesus, because, you see, it's imperative, sweethearts. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, make Jesus Christ the bridegroom of your life, because if not, you're just going to be a sad dog, and you're going to have to drink and smoke a blunt like Bona Boehner, Bona Boehner, Bona Boehner, Bona Boehner, Bona Boehner, Bona Boehner. Bless that sweet man.
Yeah, Bona Boehner, Boehner, Bona Boehner, Bona Boehner, Bona Boehner, Bona
Boehner, John Boehner, John Boehner, calling on John Boehner, John Boehner, House of Representatives, over there known as the Speaker of the House. We love John Boehner.
Oh, yeah.
We've been to Washington.
But we love that brother, man.
Yes, we do.
And he loves America.
Yes, yes, he does. Yes, if you have any doubt, John Boehner is Speaker of the House. He's working under the administration of the Honorable President Barack Hussein Obama. And John Boehner is the third power in the White House. Think about that, sweetheart. If something happened, God forbid, to the president or the vice president, or both of them, he's next in line to take over the presidency. That's the way it is. He's Republican, but that's okay. You love the people. You don't just love the party. You love the people. Remember, those guys in the White House in the United States of America, it's not easy. People think, oh, it's just fly by night. They go through hell. They go through high water and low water. They go through hot water and cold water. They go through a lot. My brother, would you want to be a Speaker of the House?
No, I wouldn't put that on anybody. The President of the United States, the President of the United States, and all those congressmen and those senators and stuff, you think it's easy? It's not easy. It's a lot of stuff going on that you don't even know about.
That's right.
It's a lot of stuff going on. I remember I watched some kind of movie. They were saying somehow the President, and it's a lot the President and them have to do.
Yes.
What people should be doing is praying for the President, praying for the congressmen,
praying for
The senators, because they need your prayer, because they're under a lot of pressure and stress. Remember, America is the most powerful, it is the powerful nation on the earth here.
Yes.
And so by that, you know, everybody's looking at America. So you got the President, you got the House of Congress, you got the senators, they're under a lot of pressure. And you know, sometimes you got to get a break, because, you know, the TV people, they're not going to give them a break. Anything come down, they're going to say, oh, you did this wrong, you did that wrong. Remember, they're human beings. Only one person that's perfect in this planet, and that's God, Jesus that came.
Everybody else
has been sin. You know, you think you're perfect. You're not perfect, brothers and sisters. Only you're not perfect. You think you are, you're not. So they're pointing the finger at every little thing they do, you know, and then that's more pressure, you know.
Right.
So, you know, what we should do is pray for these senators and these congressmen, and especially the blessed President of the United States.
They
need a prayer, you know. Remember, he got up there and said, we the people. But people, you're not doing anything. He kept saying, we the people. You guys not doing it. You're not protesting. He was trying to give you a stipend package. You guys ain't helping on that. You guys coming. This president is for you, but you got to work with it. That's how this democratic society works. It's not that we just stand around and then let him do it. We got to work with him.
Yes, we can.
And that's what he said. Yes, we can. So, you know, by doing that, activate, brothers and sisters. You know, we're not getting into politics, but this is an anointed country of God, Jesus Christ. All those men who started the country, George Washington, John Adams, and then we have, who's the other one that wrote a lot?
Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin. These men, they put their lives on the line here. They went to other countries. They get monies. They put their whole life to start this country.
There's
other people, those are the main word. They really did a lot here. And so the point is that we need to support our country here and quit tearing it down, quit downing the president, and quit burning the flag or whatever you're doing. You know, this is the top nation of the world. Act like it. Live like it. Remember, this light of Christ, what we're talking about, that has to be instituted. Once that's instituted in everybody's consciousness, this can be a perfect society by the light of Christ. Only through the light of Christ. Everybody has to get their self together instead of pointing the finger at everybody else. You got to get the mole out of your eye first. And like my brother, he's trying to poke his eye out. You got to get the mole out of your eye first and walk in the divine light of Christ. As you walk in divine light of Christ, it makes you more perfect, because you listen to God, Jesus' voice as the word. And as you listen to the word, you perfect yourself. Remember, go into perfection. That's what the scripture says.
Yes.
So if the scripture says it, since you Christians live on the scriptures, if you live the scripture, believe it and activate it.
Amen.
And as everybody does that, they work on themselves, and pretty soon America will be a perfect society. It doesn't matter the race. It doesn't matter the religion. It doesn't matter with anything, you know. As you live this light of Christ within you, and the powerful name of it is Jah Jesus. You got to keep that name in power. Jah Jesus is the most powerful name in the universe. It is the most powerful name in the universe here. By using that name, demons flee. By using that name, gods attend you. By using that name, angels attend you. By using that name, the activation of the Holy Spirit, the intelligent, is ready and stand to do your bidding. So basically, by activating that name, Jah Jesus, which is the most powerful name is the most powerful name in the universe. When people say that, even if you look at churches on TV, people start getting happy. People start standing up. You have to. That's an anointed name. Use that name. It's the most powerful. And get that Holy Ghost, baby.
You got that right, baby, because you see, my brother was so correct. You see, this is Easter Sunday, and everything he said and what we're saying about loving the president, the speaker of the house, the vice president, the Congress, and the Senate, see, that's all in correlation with love in the light of Jesus Christ. You cannot be a Christian or say you want, and then you hate John Boehner, or you hate President Obama, or you hate the vice president, Biden, and bless him. So you see, sweethearts, love is the key to the universe. Love is the activated force of energy. And through the powers of love and light and respect and majesty and dignity, that's how you survive. That's how you can become a saint, by fulfilling the principles of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, you have to take the Lord God with you everywhere you go, as they sung in the Church of God in Christ songs. And that's a very good song. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Well, that's what we're telling you. The light of Jesus Christ, wherever you go, you are the temple. So your job, your work, your protest marches, a football game, baseball game, as you said, my brother Mariners for Seattle, Washington, and the soccer team games and various teams, it's like Shaq O'Neal. He's a policeman in Florida. So he takes the light of Christ with him. Even though he's a tall guy and he's a strong guy, and he decided, you know, to try that profession and see how it goes, he has to be prayed up, because your life was on the line. You're dealing with people with guns. And see, the saints of Jesus Christ must embrace the light of Jesus Christ. We keep telling you this over and over. That is the glorious Easter story. That is the glorious Easter message. It's the joy of living. The joy of living is living in joy. How do you live in joy? Through the light of Jesus Christ, the divine Holy Ghost, on every coast. Sweeter than beef pot roast and sweeter than French toast. It's just real. And you feel happier, you feel more jubilant, and you become healthier. Because this divine, friendly, intelligent, holy light of Christ, this is your friend. This is the one that is closer to you than hands and feet. And that's what guides the president and blesses the president of the United States, the vice president of the United States of America, the parliament in England, and various in the UK area, and various nations of the world has to depend on the totality of the light of Christ. Like my brother said, if you're depending on the perfect light of Christ, your nation becomes more glorious. Your church and temple and mosques and synagogues and kingdom halls and ashrams and cathedrals and satatels and sanctuaries, they become more illuminated. You see, it's time to stop the hype, stop hating other religious movements, and learn to unite together. You can have differences, but learn to love. You see, I can embrace a lesbian real good. They give good hugs. You see, I may not agree with what goes on, but I love them. They come to my supermarket, I will serve them. If they come and say, hey, can I get this? Sure. You want 55 donuts? Okay, no problem. You want a birthday cake? Okay. You see, you don't have to agree with what everybody do. And the Christians, you got to wake up, sweetheart. You got a problem in pointing the finger at a lesbian or a homosexual, and yet you are just smoking a blunt. Or you're eating lobster and shrimp. Don't judge somebody. Have you become perfect yet? Have you equaled Jesus Christ? Are you without sin? If you're not without sin, stop passing the judgment. Like my brother say, get that big log out of your eye, the mote, the beam, and take it out of your own eye first. When the lady was being judged, the whore lady, Jesus say, okay, you want to stone her? Let he who is without sin cast the first rock. You know, you heard the story in the Bible. They dropped the rocks one by one and said, oops, I can't do that. Oops. You see, because you got to look at yourself. Judgment begins in the house of God. You are the house of God. Today is Judgment Day. Today is Easter Sunday. Today is Christmas Day. Today is jubilant if you are living in the light of Jesus Christ. If you're living a hellish life, you're in judgment. But there is hope for you, sweethearts. There is hope. If you're having a Down syndrome, bipolar, discontent, mental stress out, mental breakdowns, sweethearts, I invite you to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Talk to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ can hear you and will hear you at all times because his ears are open to anyone that calls upon his holy name. And I guarantee if you humble yourselves and you are serious-minded and you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and you seek the power and the forgiveness of Jesus Christ and you ask for the power to love Jesus Christ and you ask to be forgiven for hating other people, Jesus Christ is quick to forgive. Jesus Christ is quick to love you. He always loved you, sweethearts. And what we have to do as humanitarian people on the planet, as human beings on planet Earth, the name of the game is I love it like that. You got to love. We must. It's not right, my brother.
You got that right,
we
baby.
We have to love every single soul, not only on this planet, but in the entire universe. Then you say, well, I don't know the Martians up there. I don't know those people on the red planet. Don't worry. Just love them. Just love them. You see, I heard somebody tell me that, well, I don't know Susie, so why should I love her? I said, because Jesus Christ loves Susie. So you should love Susie, and you should love Sabina, and you should love Billy Bob, and you should love Malachi, and you should love Haggai, and Zechariah, and Zephaniah, and everybody that should be loved, and those that don't appear to be not should be loved, they should be loved anyway. Because the highest commandment that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, gave, you shall love the Lord Jesus Christ with all your being, all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The name of the game is love. Because when you love, you are healthy. When you hate, you are unhealthy. Now, Elijah, the great prophet of old, one of the seven spirits who was taken up in the book of 2 Kings, in the second chapter, it speaks about when he was on his chariot, and he was on the horses and chariot, and he began to praise Jehovah, the God of gods in the Old Testament, and he was began to illuminate. And he was introduced to the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the key word of all power, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. So as Elijah was ascending upward, he was going at a more elevated pace when he was chanting the name of the Son of God, which is the name of the Holy Ghost, which is Jesus Christ. So as he was going up, he was chanting Jesus Christ. Then he said, let me go back to the Father's God and chant his name, Jehovah, Jehovah. You know, he became stationary. He didn't ascend too much. He just stopped in the air. And so he said, wait a minute, something's to this praising the Son of God. So he went back to Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, and then he began to levitate higher and higher. Then he said, I'm going to go back to Jehovah's name. And then he stopped and just stayed in stationary air. And he said, Jehovah, Jehovah. And then he said, wait a minute, I got it. The name of the God Son is to be magnified forevermore, because the scripture says in the book of Psalms that Jehovah has magnified his word, which is his Son, above all his own Jehovah name. And so that mystery that was found out was discovered by the prophet Elijah and many, many others. And so Elijah got the secret. He began to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ, and he went extremely, extremely divine into the supreme, extreme energy and praised Jesus. And as he kept saying, Jesus, glory be to you, Jesus, I love you, saints, he kept ascending and ascending until he went out of their sight. Where did he go? He didn't die. Because some people, they thought, maybe Jehovah cast him on some mountain. Let's have a search party. Well, they did a search party, but Elijah, his son, saw him enter into the heavens. And the scripture verified that Elijah ascended up, and the horsemen and the chariot and all his clothes were on his body. He didn't go up stripped naked. He didn't go up and x-rayed like the churches are teaching. No, no, no. That's why you got to look in the scriptures. Like my brother said earlier, they're making all these man-made pimp doctrines that you're going to go up naked. That's x-rayed. Who wants to see the dick flying left and right and them bullets going this way and that way like a lassie? You know that song, have you ever seen a lassie go this way and that way and this way? No, no. You see, they had their clothes. Now, this is really important. What does it have to do with Easter? Everything. Because Jesus Christ died and he rose again that we may ascend to the heavens with him and come back to earth and be powerful, living gods and sons of God. You see, this power that the great prophet ascended, Elijah, and as he was going up in the chariot, it shows that all his clothes that he had on was atomized with the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. Nothing was impure. It was so atomized, it was worthy to enter into the heavens. Even the horses. So, in a sense, you could say they were transfigured. I don't know how that happened, but hey, there's nothing impossible with the Lord Jesus Christ, because that ancient prophet who believed in Jesus Christ before Jesus Christ came, B.C. times. So he glorified the Son of God so strongly, and he pleased the living God, as Enoch of old also done, and various many others, that he was taken up into the heavenly realm without tasting death. You see, sweetheart, that's a Bible fact. That's a Bible truth. Enoch and Elijah were translated beings. Translated, it would literally transform. Their bodies were animized. It goes back to the scripture in the book of Romans when it says the same spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, the same Holy Spirit shall quicken your mortal bodies. You know what that means? The quicken, that means that you are a living being and you become more alert, more electroshock, alive. You become so illuminated in this atomized power of the great Holy Spirit. Your brain cells don't deteriorate. Your minds don't deteriorate. Your organs rejuvenate. Your bodies illuminate. Look at that, sweethearts, darling babies. How can you be such a sad duck? When you have the offering of life, you can cancel your death insurance. You don't need that foolishness, because your body can be caught up in the energy, just like Enoch of old, just like Elijah of old, just like John the Beloved, just like St. Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, just like St. Frieda and many others, Annalise Guerin, Christine Mercy, Ronnie Mercy, and Reason Skyrin, and you know, it's just many, many that was caught up into the Lord Jesus Christ. So while we're on this subject, the ascension. Now, when Jesus ascended on Thursday, it was a Thursday that he ascended. That happened 40 days after his resurrection. So he hung on the earth 40 days, and the people got to see him. Over 500 people bear witness that the living Jesus, remember, when he rose, he had a physical body glorified. It was not a spirit. His body is not in the dust of the ground, like the Jehovah Witnesses say. Bless them. I say that because I studied their doctrine, and I know what I know, so I can speak from experience, not from slandering. They just don't believe that Jesus Christ's body is in the heavens. They say it fell to the earth. Well, April Fools, that is not true. I love you, Elliot Haynes, my good friend of mine in Ohio, who is a Jehovah's Witness. At least he was back in the day, and I will love him forever. But Jesus Christ's physical body, risen from the dead, and his physical body was translated, and he entered into the heaven. He sits on the right hand of power to this day. He is glorified, the brightest being in the universe. Now, after he ascended A.D., after Domino Domini, after the death and resurrection of Jesus, he sent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came on a Sunday. It was 10 days after the Ascension Day, which was a Thursday, and it varies from year to year, the holiday that comes up, the Ascension Day, you know about that. And so as Jesus ascended, and the disciples were praising Jesus Christ in the upper room, and they were told to wait for the promise of the Holy Father. And so as they were waiting for that divine promise, and they began to magnify Jesus' name, and they believed what happened to Elijah the prophet, what happened to Enoch and many others, they said, you know what, we're going to praise this living power. We're going to use the name of Jesus. And as they did that, they began to get more purified. And so they received this rapturous baptism of Holy Spirit and fire. And so 10 days later, which was a Sunday. So people say, well, what about the old Baptist Jews where they worship on Saturday and they go to the Torah laws? No, sweetheart. We're in a new diet. We're in the ID age. Now, you can worship on Saturday. You know, you can congregate on Saturday. It's okay. You can congregate on Friday. It's okay. Matter of fact, you should congregate with the Holy Spirit every day. Isn't that right, my sweetheart brother?
You got that right.
Every day in the week, we should congregate with the light of Jesus Christ. So just to show you, it's not wrong to have congregational meetings on a Sunday. Because some people, they become so Torah-bound, well, you got to do it this day because they did it back in Moses. They bunked back in Moses' day. We're in the day of the Christ fire. We're in the day of Jesusi, Christ, Jesusi, Jesusi, fire, baby. We're in the day of excitement. We are in the age of Sunday, the power of the crystallized energy. Sun, S-U-N, Son of God University. For example, we glorify the eternal light. So some people, they have a hang-up that, why do people worship on the Sunday, and why do they do this? Well, the Holy Spirit, they honored the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit came down on a Sunday, and we are in the dispensation of Holy Spirit fire. So therefore, if you look at the apostolic scriptures, it says that they assembled on the first day of the week, constantly. They were having instructions and teachings and meetings and stuff like that, and they knew the power of the Holy Spirit. And they knew that they must live holy, not 4 days a week, not even 6 days a week, but 7 days a week. And matter of fact, 8 days a week, as the Beatles say, you must live holy every millisecond to the best of your ability by the powers of the light of Jesus Christ. Because if you are possessed with the light and the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and you call upon that magnanimous name, and that magnanimous name is supreme, like you heard my lovely brother say, Jaja Susie, Jaja Susie, Jaja Susie, Jaja Susie, Jaja Susie, or Jesus, 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 Jesus. It's real. The name is real. And when you are in love with the Lord Jesus Christ, my sweethearts, you will feel the power. When you are in love with the power, Holy Spirit, that name becomes more magnanimous to you, Jesus. That's why when the saints and the boinkies meet, we say, Jesus, baby. We don't say, what's up? How you doing? What's going up? What's going down? How's it going? It's going like a merry-go-round. No, you got to be upbeat, sweethearts. Good day. Good day. It's a good day. Good day. Jesus died, baby. Happy Easter. Not happy Easter. Yeah. You know, people are so droopified. Why are they so droopified? Because they don't have the magnanimous name of Jesus Christ. Because when you got the magnanimous name of Jesus Christ, you recognize that in the beginning was the Word Jesus Christ, and the Word was with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was the Word with God, and Jesus Christ was the living power of the living God, and the same Jesus Christ was with God in the beginning. All things were made by Jesus Christ. All things were made through Jesus Christ. All things were made for Jesus Christ. All men are made of Jesus Christ. That's found in the first chapter of St. John. All worlds were made by Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the light of men. And Jesus Christ lights the men and gives them the spark of divinity in their soul. The seed of Jesus Christ is the light of Christ, baby.
You got that right, John. Jesus, baby. Jesus, and did you know, my great brothers and sisters, did you know in the heavens everybody greets Jesus? Jesus. That's the greeting. When you see somebody, Jesus.
That's
we
right.
say on earth, Jesus, baby.
Right.
But in the heavens, they say, Jesus, Jesus. Everything is Jesus. When you see somebody, Jesus. They don't say, hey, how you do? Jesus. Jesus, baby.
Jesus,
baby. When I see my brother, Jesus, baby. Jesus, I see my sister, Jesus, baby.
That's right.
What's going on? Jesus, baby. You know, that's a greeting. And in the heavens, that's what they greet.
Yes.
Up there in the high heavens, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. When I see my brother, Jesus, baby. Jesus, baby. I see on the phone, Jesus, baby.
That's right.
That's what it's about. It's Jesus. That's a powerful name, especially on this earth. Let's face it, this earth is very wicked. The wickedest planet in the galaxy, in the universe. Let's put it, in the universe. Because
right.
this universe is versus, entangled with universes.
Right.
So in the universes, this is the most wickedest planet. It is. And you have to keep that name alive. Because if you don't, you're going to have problems. You know why you have problems? You're not living in the Holy Ghost. You're not keeping the name alive. You know, it's not that you're not going to church. The church building, that's not the problem. The problem is you don't have the Holy Ghost. And the problem is you're not using the name. Because when you use the name and you have the Holy Ghost, you're under the protection of the Ghost Holy. Nothing can harm you. Nobody can fire a bullet at you. Nobody. So, see, in these days, you're going to need that because there are people going out shooting. They're doing this and that. When you have Jesus, baby, that eternal energy flowing through you all around you, nothing can harm you. Nothing can harm me. You have the Ghost Holy and you chant that name. Nothing can harm. We told you plenty of stories that when somebody tried to shoot somebody, they said, Jesus, and the gun turned around to the person who was shooting.
Right.
You know, things like that happen because it's a power in the name. It's about the power, and that's what we're trying to instill into you. It's a power. It's not just saying the name. Anybody can say the name. Mm-hmm. People say Jesus. They don't say Jesus because they're scared.
Right.
Like I say, if you're scared, you go to church. But they say Jesus, and then they say it, but it's not from the heart. It's from their lips. It's a scripture that says, they say,
in vain do you worship me.
Yeah.
Your heart is far from me, but you worship from your lips.
That's right.
And Jesus said that.
My brother said it right. Mm-hmm. And see, they say it for the lips. So they can say Jesus all they want. But if they ain't got it from the heart and they don't have the Ghost Holy, it's no power. So you're saying it in vain. And then, too, if it comes to a desperate situation and you really mean it, Jesus might have mercy on it that something will happen, you know. But the point is, what I'm saying is that you got to have that ghost holy and the intent. You know, most people have false intent. They're saying Jesus, they see, is this on the outside? Is this with lips? No heartfelt, no, it's no feeling, no feeling. Wait, wait, say, do you feel me? Do you feel
right,
me?
You feel me?
You feel me? You feel me? Yeah, it's a feeling,
exactly,
baby.
Right.
And people say, God's not a feeling. God, Jesus is a feeling,
oh,
man.
Yeah,
you talking about feeling? God, Jesus, if you want a feeling and if you want a high, you get into God, Jesus, baby. God, Jesus, that eternal energy.
Yeah.
That is a feeling beyond belief. You think you have some feelings with drugs? You need to get into the God Jesus feeling. Get that eternal Holy Spirit. Be baptized with that fire energy,
yes. Yes.
And that energy will electrify you, and you will start having all kinds of feelings throughout your whole temple, your body. Remember, you are the temple of God. You are the church. It's not necessarily a church building. You are the literal church and the temple of God. All people together make a church. You could be anywhere. You could be in the park. Everybody together, that's a church right there. Each one of them is a church. It's a temple. That's what makes up the church. You walking in the dynamic love energy of Jah Jesus, activating it like Enoch did, the first of the seven spirits. Remember, he lived in today's, where we live today. He knew about Jah Jesus. He said, you come in flesh and blood. He worshiped Jah Jesus.
Right.
He had the Holy Spirit. Spirit of Jah Jesus.
Yes.
Now, this is in B.C. times he had.
5,000 years ago?
Now think of us. Yes. We're in the dispensation, and the Holy Spirit is more prevalent now than before.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was in B.C. So, and then everybody was doing turtle doves, doing all things from the altar and stuff, like people are trying to do today. They're talking about the Passover. Remember, the Passover is gone. I don't know. I know why people are doing the Passover. The pimps are doing it because they played out on the sea. People got hip to that, so they leave it. Now they're trying to say, oh, Passover, now let's have the Passover. Let's get your offerings. That's past. That's old. Done.
That's past.
That's over. That's Old Testament. You're talking about Old Testament. That's all gone. We're in the New Testament. We're in God Jesus. Matter of fact, we're in the ghost holy consummation of fire.
Yes.
That's what we live in now. And they're trying to go back to the Old Testament and use the Passover to get their silver and gold. That's ridiculous. That's old, back in Moses' time. We're in Jesus' time.
Amen.
So
yes,
you need to step up, my brothers and sisters, and say, hey, what is this Passover? Come on, we don't live in Moses' time, that seventh spirit. We live in Jesus. This is a better time.
Yes.
Maybe you want to go back in time to that. I don't, because this is a dynamic time we live in.
Amen.
And just like Enoch, I was saying, was living in that time. He was up in that great Northwest, Ghost Holy Headquarters,
yes,
you know, New Jerusalem territory. Matter of fact, he was so eliminated with the Jesus, so walking with God. They say he walked with God. You know how you walk with him? You walk with him by having that Ghost Holy in you, infiltrated with you, listen to the word every millisecond, doing what it said. He walked with God, and then he was translated. Remember, he went up to the heavens, and the angels were taking. See, he was the first one translated. This brother, man,
hardcore.
He had to go to the Father. See, he's the first one had to go to the Father. We go to Jesus now. Jesus has his own kingdom.
Right,
see,
right.
Before, he had to go to the Father. So he was going up to the second heaven. They said, pray for me, you know. He said, you better be praying for me. I'm going up to see Jehovah. He was scared. Man,
right.
Jehovah's kingdom, it's no joke.
No.
All this fire and this, all this energy. And he was going up there. Matter of fact, the angels say, hey, I'm getting the hell out of here. They let him go. I can't take this. And he was up there by himself. But the point is, what I'm saying is that he was the first one translated. And then he wrote all these books. In 365 days,
it was 365 books in 30 days.
In 30 days, he wrote.
Yes.
Then he came back down and then taught all this about the transfiguration. It was probably all about transfiguration, and his whole city was taken up. The whole city, everybody in the Puget Sound, think about that. Everybody in the Puget Sound was taken up.
Where is that Puget Sound located, my brother? What
Puget
nation?
Sound
what district?
That is state of Washington. That is Seattle, metropolitan area.
That in the UK?
That's in the UK, United States of America.
I like how you answer that.
In the United States. Yeah, that's right. We have people all over. That's in the United States of America. Very anointed area.
Yes.
The seven hills represent the seven spirits. That is a very anointed area. Very high concentration of energy. Puget Sound. Look at that. Puget Sound. You have the sound of the own vibration
that's
there.
Right.
It is very powerful there. You got Mount Rainier or Mount Tahoma, the original name there. Then you got Mount Baker. You got all these mountains. You got 120 volcanoes there?
Volcanoes.
That's a bit. You got water. It's a beautiful place. It used to be more beautiful. The mountains used to really be tall. They chopped them down and blew them up and did all. They used to have waterfalls. Matter of fact, that place used to be so fierce. It had all these tall mountains. Then they had waterfalls coming. Then it was fog, thick fog.
That's right.
And rain all the time. Now, it was a scary sight, you know. It wasn't, not anybody would go there and live, let's put it that way, because it was something to live there. You have to live in Judges, because then there was rivers all, because in Seattle it's like rivers going here, and you got lakes here, they got all kind of bridges. Now, how did they get around? Through levitation. See, they knew about Jesus, you know, and then they started living in the light, and then they start building their houses in the light. See, they start using the energy, like we talked about Solomon back in the day, where he had the angels build his temple using the energy, atomized energy. He showed how to. So basically, it lives forever. It's a living building that repairs itself. It's not like a mortal like we make it. Divine angels taught him how to do that.
Amen.
So basically, up there in the Puget Sound, like my brother says, the UK, United States of America, that's where they learned that. It was called the City of Enoch, you know, and everybody was taking out. Then he had his son, Methuselah. And Methuselah, he had long hair. He was for the long hair god. Everybody knows him because his hair was so long.
That's
he
right.
stayed behind because he has to be a remnant that stays behind to tell the truth. And he was an illuminated being. People talk about him, but this being was illuminated with energy. When you saw him, you said, whoa!
That's right.
He was luminous. All this long hair, he just was luminous. And he was kept teaching about what Enoch learned in the heavens. And he was living it on the earth. And so that Northwest is a very powerful, powerful place on the earth. Matter of fact, it's the most powerful place on the earth, the Puget Sound. It is the New Jerusalem. People want to say, that's the place, baby. That's why everybody is moving there. Every time I go there, everybody, I see cars from everywhere there. It's my brother's fault for saying that, you know, saying that. Everybody is moving to the booming. I mean, they got Costco started there. They got Microsoft there. They got
Amazon.
Everything. So all the major companies, Puget Sound.
Boeing.
You know?
Boeing.
I mean, everything is there. It started there. They got, what's that, coffee? Starbucks. Everything started there. You know why? Spirituality. It starts with spirituality.
That's right.
And then with spirituality, the financial has to come. They build buildings, all kind of buildings. They build doing underground crazy stuff with Big Bertha. They doing all kinds of stuff up there.
Yes.
People know it's an anointed place. It's an anointed place of Jesus. Jesus' kingdom.
That's
it's
right.
There in the Puget Sound. It's rolling with all kind of finance. It's booming like it's booming more than any other place on the planet. That it has to. It's Jesus' kingdom.
That's right.
What can you say? It's Jesus' kingdom. You know, I mean, that place, and they still got the 12th man. I was there. They haven't taken that down.
Right.
They still for the Seahawks. Now those fans are dedicated. I've seen 12th man everywhere. I said, man, they still in the group. That's good. Even though they lost, they still in it.
That's
Holy
right.
Ghost City. What should I expect?
That's
it's
right.
Holy Ghost City. I mean, they are devoted fans to the football team.
That's right.
But moving on to that, Jesus energy, that is a power beyond belief.
Amen. That's right, baby. You hit it right on the thumbs, baby. The cannon. I tell you, sweetheart, that energy is so powerful. Jesus Christ is the energy of love. And as we hope and pray that you had a wonderful Easter day, and continue the Easter season. Continue it by resurrection power. Recognize that this energy, this Holy Spirit light of Jesus Christ, the divine Christ fire, the essence of all life, it dwells in your physical body. Remember, know ye not that your physical body is a temple of Holy Spirit. That's something to think about. The Holy Spirit cares about your physical temple. That's why we sing these Christmas songs daily or weekly, and when we come on the air, the great Carol the Bells and this great song is playing out of the canon. It's like they sing Jesus Christ is born on Christmas Day. Jesus Christ, the energy of all life. We love you, sweetheart, and we bless you. And may the Lord Jesus Christ make his face shine upon you. And may the Lord God Jesus Christ lift up his countenance upon you. And may the energy of the light of Jesus Christ give you love, life, and freedom. Remember, in the Corinthians book, it says, the Lord Jesus is that spirit. And with the spirit of the Lord Jesus, there is liberty and life. Good day. Namaste. We love you.
Jesus, baby.